Alay Shuru Chelek Beis Daf Yud at the bottom. Chelek Zeh Shel Sefer Alay Shuru Mechil Arba'a Sha'arim. This volume of Alay Shuru comprises four sections. Hashar Harishoin Ma'areches Adam U'Ma'areches Atira. The first section is made up of a set of essays about Adam and a set of essays about Tira. Adam, Tira. These are subjects that are covered in great depth in many Sifei Kodesh. Why do we see it as necessary to devote an entire section of the Sefer to these topics, Adam and Terah? The answer is, it's true that Sifei Kodesh speak about people, about Adam. But have we ever sensed, have we had the experience of Adam? Have we ever experienced ourselves? Have we ever been overpowered by the sensation that we are unique? The sensation that each one of us is completely unique. There's no other individual in the generation quite like him, and not just in our generation. From the time of Adam HaRishon, there has not been another person like us. And until the end of all generations, there will not be such a person. Each individual with his individuality, יש לו חיים חד פעמים, has a unique life, וגם עבודה חד פעמית, and a unique עבודה to perform. ובל נשכח, let us not forget, ספר זהו הדרכה. This is a sefer about guidance. אין עניינוי הוספס ידיעס חדשס בהדרכה. Its subject, its intent is not to add more knowledge. הרי מערכס אדם היא מוכרחס המציאוס. The set of essays about Adam is essential, it's indispensable. Gam haikarim harotzim laschil b'avodah musaris. Even those precious souls who wish to begin practical avodah in musar, regilim lerois rak pratim ketanim b'adam. They are accustomed to see only small details in the person. Midois shanois, different midois, koichois shanim, different forces, powers, yetzarim shanim, different inclinations. Klal ha'adam, but the totality of the person, Einu nimtza b'shetach ha'reiyah shlem, is out of their field of vision. Aval bli hakaras klal adam, the problem is that without recognizing the totality of the person, alula gam ha'avudah ha'ma'asis lishkoa b'katnos. Even the practical work might sink into small-mindedness, v'katnos hi hefech ha'avudah. Small-mindedness is the opposite of avudah. Gisha doima yesh lerov ha'lomdim el ha'tira. A similar approach is shared by most of those who learn Torah. Hem hischilu limoid Mishnah u'Gemara b'gil rach. They began learning Mishnah and Gemara at a young age. Mibli ladas mashu mimahusah shel Torah Kedusha. Without knowing something substantial about the essence of the Torah. Kasher amdu al da'atam, when they reached intellectual maturity, kvar hayu regilim b'limud. They're already accustomed to learn. They'd be learning for a few years. U'mamshichim lilmoid, and they continue to learn. U'v'yaseh cheshek, and with greater desire, enthusiasm, but any knowledge of the essence of the Torah is then very distant from them. Very few Talmidei Chachamim delve into the issue of the question of what is Torah, what are its foundations. They know the details, they know particular aspects in sugyos, aches haklal inam akirim, but they don't know the totality of Torah, v'rav hanezek michiso nidi azui, the harm that comes from this deficiency of knowledge is great. B'yameinu nisrabu ha'maschilim l'lemot begin mevugar. In our days, there are many who begin learning at an advanced age. The author is referring to Ba'alei Teshuvah who start at a much later stage. This was written in the beginning of the Tshuva movement. Today, certainly, this statement would be far more applicable. הם נכנסים ללימוד גמרא ביודעם כי אדם ישראל חייב ללמוד. These בעלי תשובה begin learning Gemara, knowing that a Jew is obligated to learn, אך אינם מוצאים ידיהם ורגליהם בלימוד זה. They're completely confused, disoriented by this learning. הם מחפשים קרבה סבוירה, they're searching for closeness to the Creator, ומוצאים עצמם בדיונים על עניינים יומיומיים, and they find themselves in discussions about mundane matters, כגון שניים אוחזין בטלית, two people arguing over the ownership of a garment, שור שנגח איזה פרה, a bull that gores a cow וכדומה, ונלאים להבין מה הקשר בין סוגיות אלו ובין בורא כל הועיל המועיס. And they struggle to understand the connection between these סוגיות and the Creator. או אם כמה של יסודי התורה נעלם גם מהם. The depth of the fundamentals of the Torah is beyond them. על זה באה מערכת התורה. That's the purpose of this set of essays about the Torah, כדי לפתוח את העיניים מעט לראות עמקה ומהותה של התורה הקדושה. In order to open one's eyes, to see a little bit of the depth and essence of the Torah, לכל הפחות בפרקים אחדים, at least in a few chapters. כאמור, כל שערי הספר מכוונים להדרכה, as we said. All the sections of the Sefer are intended to guide. לכן אין לדלג בשום אופן על מערכו סופקים. Therefore, one should not skip under any circumstances, any sets of essays or chapters. הרוצה להפיק תועלת מספר זה, a person who wishes to derive benefit from the Sefer, אינו ברירה, has no choice. הוא צריך ללומדו פרק אחר פרק, he needs to learn it, chapter after chapter. ואין לדלג על פרקי השער הראשון, one should not skip the chapters of the first section of the Sefer, מרוב להיטוס להגיע לענייני עבודה מעשית, out of a design, enthusiasm, a passion to reach the practical matters, שעניין השער השני, which are discussed in the second section of the Sefer. השער השני כולל שני הענפים של חוכמת המוסר. The second section contains both branches of the wisdom of מוסר. לימוד המוסר ועבודה מוסרית. Learning מוסר and then practical עבודה. שער זה הוא לב הספר, this section of the Sefer is its heart. בשתי מערכותיו, in its two sets of essays, ימצא לימד את ההקדמות הדרושות לדרך ולצורת לימוד ועבודה. The student will find the necessary prerequisites for the particular path and the way of learning מוסר and עבודה. מייסדיה ביססו עיסון על ידיעה עמוקה דמיות בחוכמת הנפש. Those who founded חוכמת המוסר based it on a deep, a very deep knowledge of psychology. ההקדמות מבליטות את דקות העניינים אשר חוכמת המוסר עוסקת בהם. These introductions, these prerequisites, highlight the subtlety of the concepts with which חוכמת המוסר deals. במערכת העבודה המוסרית, then in the set of essays that deals with practical avoida, מסבארת ההדרכה ל-16 מידויס. We find guidance for 16 מידויס. הפרקים העסקים בהן, those chapters מסודרים בסדר מסוים, they're organized in a particular order, אך הסדר אינו מעכב, but the order there is not crucial. אולם, 15 הפרקים הראשונים, however, the first five chapters, שהם ההקדמה לכל העבודה המוסרית, which are the introduction to any עבודה, הם מעכבים. They are indispensable, they are crucial, ואין לדלג אליהם בשום אופן. One should not skip them under any circumstances. בהם צריכה כל עבודה להשחיל. Any עבודה should begin with them. ממידויס למצוויס. בשער השלישי ננו מנסים לנגוע. In the third section of the Sefer, we try to touch בפנימיוס התפילה, inner dimensions of תפילה, השבס, שלוש עשר רגלים, the יום טוב, הימים הנוראים, ימי בין המצרים, the days between 17 בתמוז and 9 באב, חנוכה ופורים. בשעה זה פעם באנו בארוכה ופעם בקצרה. In this section of the Sefer, we sometimes elaborate, sometimes it's a bit shorter. קריאס שמה וספילה. ההכנה לראש השנה וליום הכיפורים. Those topics מחייבויס עבודה רבה. They obligate a lot of עבודה. השאלה צריכים לקבוע ועדים. And there need to be appropriate ועדים for that. באמס גם ההכנה לשבס מחייבס עבודה רבה. Indeed, preparation for שבס also requires a lot of עבודה. והיו צריכים לקבוע עליה ועדים. And ideally, there would have been ועדים for it. אך בכל שני עשרה עבודה בוועדים, but throughout all of the years with Talmidim in Ve'adim. Lo higanu l'inyan ha-shabos sh'haragim. The author and his students did not get to Shabbos and the other Chagim. Uvasefer metorim rak ve'adim shiskaimu ve'atzlachasam hukha lemaseh. And the Sefer describes only those ve'adim that took place and whose success was proven. Hashar ha-revi'i kolel arba ma'arachos. The fourth section of the Sefer contains four sets of essays. Yir'ah, Emes, Bitachoin, v'chayim. Eile hem nesim koi makifim v'amukim. These are subjects that are so encompassing and deep. Shelo he'aznu likbo alem avoida bevad. We did not dare to establish avoida in a vad for these topics. Inyanim eile tzrichim lelavois es adam b'meshach kol chayav. These concepts have to accompany a person throughout his entire life. V'chol ma she'iten dat olem. No matter how much a person devotes attention to them, av yishtadel yischazek b'hem lema'aseh. And no matter how he, in practice, improves, lo yaspik lo, it will not be enough. Nesim eile yish'anu l'avoida sayachid b'no levin atzmai. Therefore, we left these topics as work for the individual, by himself. Ach gam yisamkus b'inanim l'ra'im eile. But the mere delving into these concepts, into these awesome concepts, hirabas toeles, is very useful. Ubevadai tzrich la'ayin b'chol pek b'imtinut rabah u'v'isboinenus. Certainly, one needs to study each chapter with great care, with reflection. Ki i'efshar la'avin es ha'dvarim b'mamat rishon. The matters cannot be understood superficially. V'hi ratzoin, may it be Hashem's will, sh'ayakar shisnadev la'avod lema'aseh b'nosim eleh. That those precious people who will be motivated to practically work on these topics, lo yirames atzmo, he will not delude himself. Lachshev keladei ma'asim ktanim b'meshach ezeh zman, to think that through certain small exercises of a period of time, kvar kana b'nafsho mashu me'amalos ha'nifleis, and that he's acquired permanently into his soul something of those wondrous ma'alos. Oyed alenu la'ir, we need to mention further, sheyesh b'chama inanim chazarois mimkomois shirim shel ha'sefer. In a number of topics, there are repetitions in certain parts of the book. Kim dume shechazarois elu lo rak bilti nimnois. It seems that these repetitions not only are unavoidable, elan retzuyos lechatchila, but they are actually desirable. Ki mahalach ha'avoda lekinyan atzmi shel midois v'anagois doresh zeis. The process of acquiring these midos and nagos demands this repetition. Ani mimas dal v'rik hineni egash lichtivas sefer ze. Impoverished of deed, feeling empty, I approach the writing of the sefer, says the author. B'yod'i be'atzmi, knowing of myself, ki ani rechok mikol hinenei ha'avodah mutza'im kan, that I'm distant from all the concepts of avodah that are suggested over here. Ve'al pidin hineni mechuyav l'yodeh l'akwire, and therefore, according to the din, according to Torah law, I'm obligated to inform the reader, ki lo lamdan ve'lo ba'al musar medaber elav b'fikei ha'sefer, that neither an accomplished scholar nor a ba'al musar is speaking to him in these chapters. Be'emes eneni ela istir b'legina kish kishkarya, I am but what Chazal called, this is standing from Chazal, that a single coin in a vessel as it rolls on the cobblestones makes a lot of noise. It's a Talmudic expression, the author now explains, kli reik ashemeata perutes shebo mekashkeshes bekoil, an empty vessel which contains only a few coins and therefore makes a lot of noise. It's a statement that connotes somebody who makes a lot of noise but doesn't have much within him. Rachamei shamayim הביאו ליסח מחיצס אדמויר, האדם הגדול בענקים, מרן רבי ירוחם הלוי במיר. Mercy of heaven brought me into the orbit of that great giant, רבי ירוחם הלוי ליבוביץ' in מיר, שחייה איסי במיסה רוחניס ממש, who resuscitated me from a spiritual death. שנוסיים זכיסי לראויסוי ולשומוי עד שנסתלק מאיתן. For 2 years I had the merit to see him and to hear him, until he passed away. This was in 1936. Bechodshei chayav ha'achronim, in his last few months, Hayesala machshava l'arkiv vaad la'avoda ulitzafin ilav. He had the intention to have a certain vaad and to invite me to it. Velo zachinu l'ze. But I never merited this. Ki takfa oyso machalase achrona. He was overcome by his final illness. Ach achareis talkuse. But after he passed away, kiyem talmido yesetzon albo. His talmid fulfilled the will of the teacher. Halo harav ga'oin hagadol v'torav musa. This talmid was this great ga'oin. One of the closest Talmidim to Rabbi Yerucham, and this Talmid was Rabbi Hertz Bas, Zichrono Levracha, Hashem Yikoyim Damoy, who yesad v'niel esavad. He's the one who established and ran the vad, u'mimenu kibalti k'tzaz daki avodah musares. It's from him that I received a few of the paths, the ways of avodas musar. V'nei b'chol hashanim shavru me'az. In all the years that have passed since then, I never grew weary of studying the words of Rabbi Yerucham. What can I do if I haven't reached any sort of distinguished level in Avodah? But the matters, the words ring within me. Out of excitement and passion from the words of Rabbi Yerucham, kefi mi'ut avanati, in accordance with my limited understanding, uva'avonesai harabim naflu esoch kli reik mima'asim. Through ma'avones, these words of Rabbi Yerucham fell into this empty vessel, ad shadvarim begedr kish kish karya, to the point where, as the author said above, he considered himself to be this vessel that produces a lot of noise, only by virtue of containing very little. Rak ulai bechozos hed kalush minivay admor mehaded b'im. But nonetheless, perhaps there's a faint echo of the words of Rabbi Yerucham that sounds here. V'hare rabim shem'u yisam v'hilo lehem b'siyata d'shmaya. The author says from experience that many people heard this echo, these words of Rabbi Yerucham, and it did benefit them. V'gam zechus harabim amdali. And furthermore, had the zechus of the masses. כבר עומדנו על ההבדל בין החלק הראשון והחלק הנוכחי של ספר על ישוע בהדרכה לאבידה. We mentioned above the difference between the first volume and the present volume of על ישוע as far as guidance for אבידה. ישנם עוד הבדלים דקים בין שני החלקים. There are further subtle differences between the two volumes שהמבינים ירגישו בהם. And since the readers will notice ואין צורך לפורטם כאן. There's no need to elaborate on them here. לפני למעלה מ-10 שנים, more than 10 years ago, הזכרתי לגאון הגדול רבי יצחק הוטנר, זיכרונו לברכה. I became close to רבי יצחק הוטנר, ראש ישיבה שחיים ברלין בניו יורק, ישיבה פחד יצחק בירושלים, ובעל ספרי פחד יצחק, ונהייסי תלמיד, and I became his תלמיד. הוא היה חד בדרו, he was unique in his generation, בהיקף ועומק ידי עשוי בכל חלקי התורה, in the extent and the depth of his knowledge in all parts of the Torah, uvechochmois and other intellectual enterprises, vechol araz loy anis lei, nothing was hidden from him. It's a Talmudic expression. Ad kama shenizgalab gadlusoy bishmona sifei pachad Yitzchak. Notwithstanding the greatness that was revealed in his 8 volumes of Pachad Yitzchak, toikev gedulosoy tizgalei kashi yetze bezras Hashem lo yomash adayin vachsubim. The greatness, his greatness will be revealed even more when manuscripts of his writings will be revealed. Ha'evdelim hadakim ben shnei chelkei sefer Alei Shur, the subtle differences between the two volumes of Alei Shur, hem be'ikar bevisus yesodes, especially come about in our founding of the fundamentals. ובזה קיבלתי הרבה מאוד מהגאון רבי יצחק הוטנר לשמה סיידים. And I received here a lot from Rav Hutner. ספר היוצא לאויר, a book that is published, ובפרט בענייני הדרכה, especially in matters to do with guidance, צריך הסכמה מגדולי הדור, requires a הסכמה from גדולי הדור. כן נהגתי בספרים הקודמים, this is how I conducted myself in my previous ספרים, in other words, the way Haskamah is. Al toiv zechay ha-goyin Rabbi Yoel Kluft, zichrono levracha. The author here mentions Rabbi Yoel Kluft, shavar l'chelek harishon b'yun rav. He went through the first volume with great detail. Mevaker yoetsu maskim. He criticized, he counseled, he agreed. In his humility, he demanded that his askama should be called a letter of friendship. Today, nowadays, when this volume was written, there is nobody among the Gdolei Torah Musa that I could trouble to study in depth the manuscript. Nonetheless, in these past few years, Zochisi lagid ma'amarim, temidim kesidra b'shivas mira ma'atira. I had the merit to regularly deliver ma'amarim in Yeshivas Mir, b'shivas kol tira ha'mefera, in Yeshiva kol tira, b'snif Yeshivas Leikud, mamlech ha'sidra b'asus ha'bitz, in the branch of Leikud, in Eretz Yisrael, u'beveis ha'musar, ולפני רבני הכולל שלו, in בייס המוסר לירושלים, גם הגאון מרן רבי ישראל גוסטמן שליטה, מכבדני מפעם לפעם להגיד מאמר בישיבה של הרמה, נצח ישראל, I'm also invited once in a while to speak in the ישיבה of רב ישראל גוסטמן, נצח ישראל. והנה כל פרקי הספר, all the chapters in the ספר, כמדומני בלי יוצא מן הכלל, it seems to me without a single exception, היו נושאים למאמרים במקומו שלה, with subject for talks that I gave in those places, Yeshiva Smir, Yeshiva Kol HaTorah, etc., as he described, v'yuchal ze leichashev kehaskama. This can be perhaps thought of as a haskama, she'agayinim shlita, rashei yeshivos ha'gedolos anal, that the rashei yeshivos of these institutions, hiskimu lechabedeini be'agadas ma'amarim yeshivosem, agreed to invite me to honor me by speaking in the yeshivos. So this can count as a haskama. I know very well that it's not in my merit. It's a zechus of my father-in-law, Hagoyin HaKadosh Maran Rabbi Avraham Gojensky. That's the author's father-in-law. Menahel Ruchani Shel Yeshiva Slobodka Belita. He was the Menahel Ruchani of Slobodka. Uval Turas Avraham, the author of Turas Avraham. Shamdali Ulivnei Veisi Yechiyu L'Orech Yamim Veshanim Tavois. That stood by me and my family. Nafshi yudas moed, furthermore, I'm very much aware. Shim ra'isi b'ezras Hashem k'tzas hatzlacha b'avidasi. That if I've had any success in avida, ein zeis ela bizchus ra'yati hadgula tichye. It is in the merit of my distinguished wife. Lulei misserus anefesh l'tira. If not for her devotion for tira, v'asavlanus anifla'a shela, in her wondrous patience, li'acholti l'achazik ma'amad, but the kufos hakashis, who would not have been able to manage in the difficult periods b'yisud v'niul yeshiva gdola, in founding and then running yeshiva gdola, b'meshach shanim rabbeis, over many years, uvishah inyanei avodah, in other inyanim of my avodah, v'gam ba'avodah ha'meruba shenafla baruch Hashem b'chelki, and also in the tremendous avodah that I had here b'yisene po b'Yerushalayim HaKodesh, here in Yerushalayim. Tehe maskurta shlema, may she receive her full reward, b'achilas perus chasda, in eating the fruits of the chesed, ba'olam hazeh, uv'keren kemes l'olam haba. Both in olam hazeh, and to have the entire principle in olam haba, b'arichus yamim v'shanim b'vrius v'rov nachas, and he wishes his wife a long life of health and nachas. Finally, asir todah hineli yedid nafshi an'ale, I'm grateful to my close friend, Harabani Amuflag b'Torah v'Chesed, person who's distinguished in Torah and Chesed, Rabbi Yaakov Ponfeder Shlita, Ma'amuidei ha'tavech shel kolel harabanim b'Beis HaMusar d'Chan. He is a pillar of the koilo here in the Beis HaMusar, asher rak hidos l'indivus libo ha'tov yetzer sefer la'oyer. It is only through his generosity that the sefer is being published. Higmolo Hashem izbar kechazdoi, may Hashem reward him in accordance with his chesed, barechus yamim v'shanim, through a long life, yachad im navas b'yisoy techye, together with his wife, b'vriyus v'rov nachas amitis, with health and true satisfaction, mitzetzeim ha'yekarim, niram yair, from their precious offspring, children, yitzlichu kulam atzlacha amitis, kol yamim, and may they all be very successful. Ad kan.